You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Good afternoon, and once again, welcome to Event Talk here on EPN, a show for event and meeting planners brought to you by eventinterface.com, an event management and attendee engagement software company. And this is Eric Dye. Today we are joined by Corbin Ball, an international speaker, consultant, and writer helping clients worldwide use technology to save time and improve productivity. With 20 years of experience running international technology meetings, he now is a highly acclaimed speaker with the ability to make complex subjects understandable and fun. His articles have appeared in hundreds of national and international publications, and he has been quoted in the U.S. News and World Report, Wall Street Journal, The New York Times, USA Today, Fast Company, PC Magazine, among others. We will be speaking with Corbin about iBeacons and how event and meeting planners can implement them at their next event. Corbin, certainly a privilege to have you with us today here on Event Talk.
Happy to be with you, Eric.
And the pleasure is certainly ours as well. So in the last few years, we've heard about iBeacons a lot in the events industry. Can you share a little more detail what these are and get into that a little bit, if you would?
Sure. This is really exciting new technology that I think will definitely have an impact in the next couple of years for events. An iBeacon essentially is a computer chip with a battery, and these are low cost. They start about $10 to $50. They are low maintenance. They last from a year to 5 years when you put them up, and they operate on Bluetooth Low Energy, BLE, so it's a low battery drain. That's why they can last so long. And essentially what they do is put up a geofence. This geofence can be from a meter away to 150 feet away, depending on when you want to do that. And what happens with that geofence is if you are with your smartphone, you come within that perimeter, it through the app, it detects the beacon signal and initiates something. Either it will just record where you're at, but more commonly it will send you a notification, such as if you're coming into a meeting, a convention center, for example. It will note that you're there. It will alert you that what's happening in the different halls of the convention center and guide you to different directions, for example.
How would an event or meeting planner best implement this technology at their event?
I think the path of development, this is pretty much in its infancy. The beacons are being used at the San Diego Convention Center, at the Boston Convention and Exhibition Center, has been beaconed out, another location-aware technologies with that one. But I think the path for development is going to be more commonly through the mobile event app, and probably a combination of those. That is that the mobile event app will be that one source of information that that attendees go for the meeting, and that will include in a number of opportunities that the show manager or the designer of the event app can give benefit to attendees. They can, for example, give wayfinding assistance, or they can do alert notifications. You walk into a meeting facility, and it will alert you that registration is open, and it's at the bottom of the escalator on the left, for example. Or it will you are in a meeting space, and you want to do a poll. It recognizes just the people that are within that meeting room, and you can send up a set of pop-up notification that there is a poll. Instead of saying, open up your conference app, find the session, go to the polling to do that, it will just be a pop-up notification. You swipe it, and you're right at that poll. So you can automatically track continuing education unit credits in that same way. You go in the room, it recognizes you're there, how long you've been there, and give you the credit for that. You can go into an exhibit hall, and if you have sponsors, for example, you could get, when you come near that sponsor's Stan, for example, it will recognize that and give a message about that, you know, the sponsor with the website and the information, or measure dwell times. This is one of the things, if you're walking by an exhibit booth, if you're standing there for 15 minutes, you're probably more interested in the product than if you're just walking by. And so it can recognize that. And for example, that's very valuable information for exhibitors, but also for attendees going through there, that you could conceivably get a printout of all the places you went through in the exhibit hall and how long you spent in each of the areas with that, in each of the booths. And so that analytic detail is an extremely valued component of it. Heat maps in crowd measuring crowd flow in exhibit halls, for example, would be a show marketer's dream, or measuring waiting times at a transportation stand or a food line, for example, and get alerts to send more staff in if there are people waiting an unduly long line with that. And so those are just some of the ones, and the opportunities are pretty much limitless with these things.
Certainly sounds like it. Exciting as well, the option that does provide, all the options that it does provide. What are some of the pros of implementing this technology? Just getting into that a little further.
Well, I think that the pros would be, the number one thing is that it's got to be perceived as a benefit to the attendee, by the attendee. It can't be perceived as a spamming device, for example, and there'd be opportunities for that. But so the pros would be that it's of significant benefit to the attendee, and I think that there are, you know, many ways that they can be assisted by this to streamline and automate that process and make it just kind of work into the background, that by their presence they can make their that they can track where they've been for through a hall or through a meeting space and so forth. So I think that that's one of the things. On the back end, the analytics for this are pretty amazing. They used to say that on a mobile event app, every touch is trackable. Well, it's conceivable that every movement is trackable as well, and things such as crowd flow through an exhibit hall or those type of things are really valuable information that people have been trying to figure out in some way since kind of the start of trade shows. And so, you know, the analytics, I think, will be a very significant pro as well.
Today we are with Corbin Ball, an international speaker, consultant, and writer, helping clients worldwide use technology to save time and improve productivity here on Event Talk, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Corbin, you've just pointed out the pros of implementing this technology. What are some of the cons of doing the same?
Well, a couple of things come immediately to mind. First of all, it is very much in its infancy, and so, if, for example, it would make sense that convention centers or large meeting facilities would post a lot of the, on a semi-permanent basis, put up beacons throughout their meeting space. But an exhibit hall is always changing, and it's difficult for triangulation to get where people are located from a 40 or 50 foot high exhibit hall. And so they have to be, and every exhibit is different. So it's going to have to be customized for every exhibit. And so there's going to be some mechanism for turning that information over, that you have in some ways the a lot of the stuff should be automatically set up so that, for example, a mobile event app company doesn't have to go in and set up beacons throughout an entire facility. They should be able, some mechanisms should be made so that they could use the existing ones and then on the show floor in an efficient way be able to put that information out. Mobile app companies typically our software companies, they're not on-site management ones. So some type of handshake and some way of exchanging that information back and forth is going to need to be developed. And that really hasn't happened yet. And so the app companies are really trying to figure that out. The other major caution, and it's I know that event marketers are going to be tempted to do this, is that it should never be perceived as a spamming device by the attendees. If you walk into an exhibit hall and you get 20 or 30 pop-up windows by every stand that you go by that you might have an interest in, you're going to turn off your Bluetooth or you're going to uninstall the app. It can't be perceived as that, although show marketers will be tempted to do that. And so that's probably one of my biggest concerns, is that it's got to be perceived as that, you know, real benefit for the attendees, not just a tracking device as well, because that kind of may freak people out as well, that their every movement is, you know, Big Brother, every movement is tracked. And so that benefit component of it really needs to be front and center as beacon technology moves out. There's one other point, is I think that people are going to be getting used to beacon technology in a lot of different places. Museums are a natural one. Instead of you have your museum guide, your mobile museum guide, well, with this technology, when it recognizes which painting or sculpture you're immediately in front of, and if you wanted to, immediately give you that information without having to go through the number program, for example. So it's a natural for museums. You're seeing them being installed in Stadia right now, and there's a natural promotion for fan loyalty and those types of things, and there are discounts for, you know, the outlets and different things for that. It's a natural in shopping centers. You're going to see these happening. It's not just for events. People are going to be getting used to beacons in a lot of different ways of their everyday life, and so it's a natural that they're going to kind of move into and get used to this for events as well, I think.
Lastly, what are your top three tips planners should consider when implementing iBeacons or similar technologies for their events, in conclusion?
I've briefly discovered that. I think that covered them. It's one is just to remember that it is in its infancy. A lot of things are going to change with this. It's the mobile event app companies are just figuring this out right now, and so expect to see a lot of change and maybe a little bit of unreliability as all the systems gets worked out for that. The other major tip is, do not allow the mobile vet app companies to use this as a spamming device. That's really my biggest concern, is that it doesn't seem as just that you get unlimited pop-up windows and the attendees don't get anything back for that. So, I guess the third tip would be to watch this space. It's really exciting. This is the really very new technology. It has a lot of capabilities. And one thing I didn't mention as well is that not only do beacons serve as beacons, smartphones can serve as beacons as well. So they can communicate with each other in different ways as well. So there's there are capabilities that we haven't really discussed today for networking and social media posting and lead exchange. And there are a lot of potential areas that this could go into. And the other thing I didn't mention as well is that this is available for late model Android and late model iPhones, iPhone 6 and 6 Plus. And so it's the 5 as well. So their later models of the iPhone can use the beacons as well. And that's important because it's most people are carrying around either an Apple or an Android type of a smartphone. And so the ability for people to access is pretty broad, which has been, for example, such as NFC, which is another type of technology. Up until recently, that was only available for Android phones, and even still, it's limited in the with Apple phones as well. So there's an iOS system. So those are the kind of last-minute comments with that.
Well, Corbin, thanks so much for sharing your expertise here on this topic. Much appreciated. Where can folks be in best contact and find you online?
I think the two places, one would be at my website, CorbinBall.com. And also I have a newsletter that goes out every other month to about 11,000 people in 70 countries. And that is it's at CorbinBall.com/TechTalk. And that would be one way to get regular updates about new technologies coming.
Once again, Corbin, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today on Event Talk. Have a fantastic day.
My pleasure.
We've been speaking with Corbin Ball, an international speaker, consultant, and writer helping clients worldwide use technology to save time and improve productivity with 20 years of experience running international technology meetings. And once again, the websites of reference, it's CorbinBall.com. And for the newsletter, you can sign up at CorbinBall.com/TechTalk. Once again, thanks so much for joining us on this episode of Event Talk, a show for event and meeting planners, brought to you by eventinterface.com, an event management and attendee engagement software company. And this has been Eric Dye. This episode of Event Talk was brought to you by Event Interface, an event technology platform to manage and engage attendees. With Event Interface, you will plan better, engage more attendees, and generate more revenue for your events. Get started today at eventinterface.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.